Senator Wayne Morse of Oregon describes the major conflict in the platform on Vietnam.
Issues whether or not the Democratic Convention is going to vote today to continue to kill American boys in South Vietnam. We can't possibly justify this killing of our boys. We've got to have a change in policy, and I hope the Democratic Party will take advantage of the opportunity to unite the party, and they'll never unite this party unless they change the policy in Vietnam.
But the convention refuses to heed Morse's words. It votes a plank supporting President Johnson's Vietnam War policies.
Good evening. This is Pacifica Radio, Chicago. This is Pacifica Radio's continuing coverage of the 1968 Democratic National Convention from the International Amphitheater in Chicago Stockyards area. This is Steve Bookchester along with Dale Miner. Here at the amphitheater, we've had a long, very interesting, somewhat confused night here. Earlier this evening, the unit rule was abolished for at least this Democratic National Convention. Now we've just passed a vote on the seating of a minority group, a minority report on the Texas delegation, actually. And in that vote, which was considered, as well as the earlier vote, a test of Humphrey's strength, the Texas delegation will be seated as it was picked with Governor John Connally's Texas Democratic Party. That was a 1,200 to 800 vote in favor of seating the regular delegation. Dale?
In a perfectly clear example of the differences between the events inside the convention in Chicago and those outside, this coverage from within the convention hall, hosted by Pacifica reporters Steve Bookchester and Dale Miner, shows that even on a supposedly eventful day, the pace is slow and the excitement minimal. But out on the streets, Pacifica reporters were in their element, covering the quickly changing action, the fiery speeches, and the violence.